Hello, my name is Mikko Vesisenaho and I come from the University of Eastern Finland. I have been doing research with Tumani University, Iringa University College for years. The university is a private university about 500 kilometers west from Dar es Salaam. The development projects in developing countries used to focus on goods and infrastructure, but the focus has moved to the technology and knowledge. But too often, the results of these projects are unsustainable in the local context. Same way, we can ask what is relevant information and communication technology or IT information technology and the skill related to those. If we act too locally, we might be increasing the gap, the digital divide. But if we are only acting in the global way, we might not get all the benefits of ICT for the local people. In the best case, we can find a sustainable balance in ICT education, being aware of global trends, but applying and finding innovative solutions for local problems. I have developed with my colleagues the CATI model for contextual ICT development. The C level of the model, contextualization, would fit well to the sustainable ICT development. Namely, contextualization means that local users and developers have become capable of integrating ICT with the needs, conditions, and concerns of the local communities. Local and immediate conditions and innovations form the basis for contextualizing the use of ICT. This is a challenge, including huge opportunities. As a part of our development process in ICT education, we used iBlocks, contextualized learning materials, and community outreach projects. The iBlocks are intelligent building blocks which are physical artifacts to support the students' understanding of technology and to open students' eyes to identify ICT around them. Those are technically developed by my Danish colleagues. The online learning materials was supported by visualization using Village and its expert huts. This was to demonstrate that ICT does not have to be present only in high-tech metropoles. The village outreach projects were in secondary schools, orphanages, and hospitals. I hope you will enjoy the adventure with information and communication technology for development, ICT 4D.